This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Tonight, Homicide: Life on the Street presents its seventh season premiere, and on Sunday, The Practice begins its third season. Our TV critic David Bianculli says these Emmy Award-winning shows are the best drama shows on television. Here's his preview.
Right now, the two best people writing and producing TV drama series are Tom Fontana, who did Saint Elsewhere and currently runs Oz and Homicide, and David E. Kelly, who did Picket Fences and currently oversees Ally McBeal in The Practice. These two guys write most of the scripts themselves, explore characters and issues better than almost anyone in the business, and keep hitting home runs almost every time at bat. In a way, they're the Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa of series television, and they're just as exciting to watch. The difference is, with Fontana and Kelly, their season is just beginning. Tonight's season opener of Homicide: Life on the Street picks up a few months after the violent cliffhanger in May left off. The precinct house is all patched up after that squad room shootout, and so are most of the cops who got shot. Even Kyle Secor's Bayless is back at work, though he's a lot more philosophical since almost being killed. He's partnered now with Richard Belzer's Munch, who doesn't have much patience for Bayless's new mindset.
I died, you know, after I got shot.
You mean you had a near-death experience?
Oh, no, not near-death. I actually died.
You mean you were going towards a bright light and all your ancestors were waving howdy?
No. It was more like I could feel all the, I don't know, the different parts of me, the elements that make up my physical presence, water, air, earth. I could feel them breaking apart, dissipating. Yeah, becoming one with, the greatest force of energy in the universe.
Tim, this Zen detective thing is starting to really rub my rectum the wrong way.
Oh, I don't expect you to understand unless you understand, John.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
What?
It's like being partnered with a fortune cookie.
This year, Homicide has to do without former regulars Andre Brower, who left the show and walked away with an Emmy, and Reed Diamond, whose hot-tempered character of Kellerman will be returning for at least one episode this fall. In their place are two new characters, Giancarlo Esposito as the estranged son of Yaphet Kotto's squad captain Giardello, and Michael Michel as a gorgeous new detective who, as the season premiere begins, already is part of the squad and the focus of several colleagues' attentions. So much of this opening show is expository, though, that it seems to be setting the table more than serving a good meal. But if past performance is any indication, great things are just around the corner. Meanwhile, over on The Practice, Kelly comes up swinging and hitting homers right out of the box. His first two episodes this season are intense, unpredictable, and fun to watch, and take full advantage of Cameron Manheim, who just won an Emmy for her role as Eleanor, the aggressive, overweight attorney in the firm of Dylan McDermott's Bobby Donnell. In her first scene, she gets a frantic call from a client who, while driving in downtown Boston, has just hit a pedestrian and knocked him cold.
You've got to calm down, Alan. I can't even understand you.
Don't tell me to calm down. I hit him head on. He could be dead. He's lying in the street.
Have you called the police?
Yes, I called the police. What if I killed him? He's lying in the street.
You have just got to calm down, Alan.
Stop telling me to calm down!
Calm down! Now, is there somebody with the guy you hit?
Yeah, there's a crowd around him. He just darted out in front of me and... Oh, he seems to be moving now.
All right, all right.
Eleanor, I've been drinking, but I'm not drunk. God, I've got an open bottle of bourbon in my car. Should I throw it out?
Alan, I can't advise you to do that.
So what do I do? If he dies, I'll go to prison. I'm not drunk, I swear.
All right, how much have you had?
I don't know, maybe a third of a bottle. Maybe I should just drive off.
No, you cannot drive off. They will get you for leaving the scene.
So tell me what to do.
You have a bottle of bourbon right there?
Yes, it's right here. I've got to get rid of it.
All right, start drinking it.
What?
To calm your nerves, start drinking it and drink it out in the open. I will be right there.
Eleanor, what?
Drink the bourbon, Alan, now.
Her advice is surprising. And so is the identity of the accident victim, who turns out to be Bobby, her boss. Needless to say, he's not too thrilled about the ethics of her legal advice. Just as needless to say, my advice this weekend is to watch both The Practice and Homicide. As far as I'm concerned, this is when the TV season really starts.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.